Hi, I'm Tim Schloss. I'm the one of the owners of the Gateway Paintball Park in Bridgeton, Missouri. Hosting the event today for the Rams to benefit the St. Patrick's Center. Got beautiful weather, good support. We're looking forward to the rest of the day.
First game started out, I didn't have no air in the tank, so I had to run back and get some air. Come back, and my first shot was Will Hayes.
First time I've ever played, so I got lit up pretty quick. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you learn from your mistakes. So next time I'm just going to take everybody out, and I'm not playing.
The players have picked the game up very well. It's amazing to see how agile and how quick and how great of athletes they really are. You watch them on the field, but you never really can appreciate it until you're out there with them. It's impressive.
Yeah, I've played a couple times before. I'm having a lot of fun out here with these guys, just getting to mingle with the fans. And also have a little competition going, makes it a lot more fun, too. Yeah, man, somebody caught me slipping and got hit in the head. Can't believe that happened.
Round two, man, it kind of almost went like round one. This time, though, I faced my killer. You know, we ran up on each other. We just both kind of shot at the same time, so we both went out. I had the red flag in the hand. He got me, though. it hurt. It hurt for the first 10, 15 seconds. You walk it off, shake it off. You know, we get hit by bigger things in the paintball. So.
I felt like I got three people out, and, you know, I was moving really well, trying to get my tactical game on, but ran out of pain and somebody got me. So, hey, what can you do? First, you got to have, you know, the pain thing has to be eliminated from your mind because you're going to get hit. It's going to hurt. But the second thing, you just got to go out there and have fun and, you know, move around. Don't stay in one place. I know a lot of people do that. My wife does that. And, you know, do what you got to do to get the other team out. I'm here every Saturday during the offseason. So, I mean, hey, I think I got a lot of experience over some of these guys.
Well, I went and got two professionals to be on my team, and we're destroying everybody. It's not even close no more. Both games, we done captured the flag, put it on the opponent's side, and the third game, we're about to do the same thing. Yeah, but everybody's in good spirit, and everybody knows that, you know, it's not about the paintball bit, who wins the game. We all know that's going towards a good cause, and that's what the big thing about.
Yeah, the Rams have been unbelievable supporters of St. Patrick's Center. Zach Holmes is going to raise more than $150,000 next year alone, and the Rams are a tremendous part of that. The players, the organization, the coaches writing checks to support the families at St. Patrick's Center. We couldn't be happy with our partnership with the Rams, and we have a great event today thanks to the Gateway Paintball folks, so it's a great day. I think the way they engage with the St. Louis community and with our St. Patrick's Center, not just our staff, the people here today, our clients. William Hayes is our team captain, so we're trying to bring it home for him today, but Michael Brockers and everybody else has been such a great supporter, the coaches as well. Coach McGinnis and Coach Waffle have been great supporters of Zach Holmes, so we couldn't be happier with what the Rams have been doing to help St. Louis and the St. Patrick's Center.
Remember this, it's not how you start.
How you finish.
It's how you finish.
And that's with a win.
That's all about winning.
You know what I mean?